This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Launching into the third hour here. We've got plenty of time for you. If you want to join us, our number is 855-450-FREE. Live Saturday edition with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
It's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, and you can join one of those over at discord.lrn.fm. And sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. In fact, we're going to Discord here in a moment, but first to the phones and the fun. We got Jason in Virginia listening to WLNI at Lynchburg. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, how we doing?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you. So I just wanted to touch base on National Anthem uproar a couple years back with Colin Kaepernick. And
sure.
Just some thoughts on the Pledge of Allegiance. First off, with Colin Kaepernick, I'm a veteran, and by him kneeling, I did not take any disrespect to that at all. I mean, the whole reason we went over and fought and do whatever we do is for what they say is for our freedom back home, so people can have the right to do what they want and protest what they want. So
that is what they say. It's not the actual reason why you're going overseas. You're usually going overseas to the, you know, essentially to appease politicians and follow whatever orders they've given you.
Exactly. But I have no issue or no problem with that. I had friends that swore off the NFL for that whole reason. And I was like, that he has that right. He can do what he wants. And I mean, if you want
to, if you believe in freedom, he has the right to do that. And should be free to do that. However, there's nothing wrong with, you know, protesting boycotting a market actor, right? If there's a somebody in the marketplace, in this case the NFL, if they want to have a certain rule, and or if they don't want to have that rule, you can say, hey, I'm not buying your stuff anymore. I'm not buying your jerseys. I'm not going to your games. I'm not going to watch your television shows. And it's not an illegitimate form of protest. It's completely legitimate. Your friends should have the right to do the thing they've done as well.
Exactly. And I'm not going to, I may not completely agree with Colin Kaepernick's argument, but I enjoy watching the NFL, so I'm not going to stop just because he's doing what he wants to do.
Is he playing?
Not anymore, I don't think.
No, not anymore.
The people who have stopped watching the NFL because of Colin Kaepernick really don't make any sense to me because, I mean, I don't think he's really even played since the since San Francisco. I mean, he's been blackballed.
And touching base on the Pledge of Allegiance, I don't know about you guys, but I have not said the Pledge of Allegiance since elementary school. And one thought that I've always had, and I'd like to get your guys' opinion on it, is the Pledge of Allegiance is literally a person pledging allegiance to America. And I don't quite understand why we have our kids saying the Pledge of Allegiance when they are not don't understand what pledging your allegiance to a country is. I mean, I love America. I love living here. I love being able to have my freedoms and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But how can you ask a kid to pledge allegiance to a country when they don't even understand it? It's like you're talking about with the courtroom. It's people just doing what everyone else is doing.
Well, right. And the reason why they do that is because they're young and their minds are malleable. And this is straight up indoctrination. If you get into a cult, you know, one of the signs you're in a cult is some cults chant. And essentially that's what we're talking about here. It's a cult indoctrination. It's worse than that. It's statist indoctrination. Worse than that, written by a socialist, Francis Bellamy, the Christian, so-called Christian socialist, who was a flag salesperson in the late 1800s, who wrote the Pledge of Allegiance. And
so it was never a government thing to begin with. I mean,
it is now.
It has become that, but it wasn't.
Always, you know, intended to, you know, to place the government on a pedestal and to give people.
I think
more
importantly than all that stuff that you've thrown out is that America was founded on the idea, among others, of not having loyalty oaths.
Mm.
I mean, this was very important to the founders, very important to people in the colonies at the time is that these loyalty oaths that they were constantly being asked to give towards the king and to the governor and all that stuff in their given areas were just irritating to them. Mm-hmm. They're like, why would you make me do this? The Quakers refused to take them, and many of them were thrown in jail. A few of them were killed.
They're not just asking you to,
right.
to do it.
And so the idea of, well, you know, some national socialist more than 100 years after the signing of the Constitution decides, hey, let's sneak in this Pledge of Allegiance and see if we can get folks to do it, because it's been a long time since, you know, so there's a whole problem without loyalty oaths, and then everybody just swallows it hook, line, and sinker. That's anti-American.
Yeah.
Jason, good call, man. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us. I appreciate it. As we continue here, we go to Free Market Idiot on the line here on our Discord call-in room. Normally you don't go by that name, Free Market. Usually it's Free Market Penguin, but you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, yeah, I forgot to change my name before I called in. It was just in solidarity with some trolling on Discord.
You were trolling.
But anyways...
Okay. Yeah, I noticed a bunch of people on the Discord had changed their name to include the word idiot, so it was like sort of a group thing. I don't know what sparked it.
I don't either, but yeah. I think exactly. But
you don't know,
do
but
with,
you joined in.
Yeah, because some very mean things were said to one of the young ladies on the Discord server, and in solidarity, I'm pretty sure. So, and some threats and whatever, because we have a very, we have a couple of dullards now, and dullard number two, you know. Anyway. It's a long story. But for those keeping track at home, it's Free Market Penguin. I couldn't call and talk about anything but the actual topic today, because it's such a huge and important topic, nationalism and patriotism. Nationalism, as well as patriotism, really, are the first refuge of the coward, the murderous tyrant, the murderous elite that, run the states today. And... Excuse me. And, here's the thing. People that want to do good, that want to do mutually beneficial things, that want to do things that benefit themselves and others, voluntary acts, it's not necessary to use patriotism and nationalism to motivate them. What is used to motivate people to do is to do things that's not in their benefit, mm-hmm. that hurts others, that's against their moral sense, their moral compass.
Like dying in the dirt in some foreign land.
Exactly.
For the government.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's seldom used to motivate to do anybody to do what they ought to do or what benefits them.
That's a great point, because they would all automatically be motivated by whatever those circumstances are, whether it be some sort of market action or love or whatever it is that would be motivating them.
Yeah, whether it's market forces or morality, however you want to define that or either of those, really. But, that's basically the point of view, that people can come together and they can choose to cooperate to their mutual benefit and for commercial or, governmental reasons, and that's fine. But it's when you appeal to the kind of group, the group think and this kind of pride and patriotism, where you happen to be born through no benefit of your own, and you can certainly love the land, that's fine. But, to do that, that's when people are, some reason, motivated to throw all reason aside and just operate off of that kind of group mechanism.
Good thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. That's the Penguin there from Free Market Idiot is what he's calling himself tonight on the Discord chat. And if you want to jump into our Discord server, you can do that over at discord.lrn.fm. People are in there basically around the clock. I mean, there's almost always some sort of conversation going on between listeners, some of them who get along pretty well, others not so much. And if
you can hear on the air tonight that, different people have different ideas. The gentleman who called in last hour, just the end of the last hour, I thought he was great. I remember being sort of in his position previously, where it was like, America's failed the Constitution, not the other way around.
Mm.
And
it's a good document.
I think it's a fine document, but, the document's written by men with the intention, the idea, if a document has brought what we have today, that we can't, somehow change it, and you can't change the Constitution. Let's be serious, folks. It's etched in stone at this point.
What good would it do if they did change it?
Right. They're going to do what they want.
Just ignore it.
They already do.
Right. And they would ignore it if they changed it.
Sorry. All empires fall. We can see that from history. This one, is this one on the way up or is it on the way down? 855-450-3733.
Good question. And if it is on the way down, when's it gonna be over?
855-450-3733.
Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also with you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share with you there on our website. They're free. Archives that go back for more than a decade. We've got, of course, the webcam that you can watch over on our Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm. And we're still on YouTube as well, but the highest resolution, the best quality is available over on the Twitch. So many different features that those other hosts charge you to access, we do for free at freetalklive.com. So head over and enjoy. And by the way, if you want to subscribe to our podcast, you can go to feeds.freetalklive.com. It's a way to get every episode of the show delivered directly to you when they are released is through, you know, whatever your favorite podcast client is. There are a variety of them out there. Pick the one that you like. There's different ones for phones and computers and that sort of thing. But our feeds that you can then use to subscribe to Free Talk Live via your podcast client, you can find those feeds over at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Which one do you like? I don't have a favorite podcast client.
I can't make any recommendations. I don't use podcast clients.
Okay.
I just make a podcast.
Right.
I don't actually listen to any podcasts. I just make one of them. So there are a bunch of different options. That would be a good question to ask in our Discord chat room or on our forum at forum.freetalklive.com, because then you can crowdsource answers, get different recommendations from different people, because I guarantee almost everybody in the chat room, if they listen to Free Talk Live, they probably are listening to
your podcast. Can't be that hard. I mean, it's a really simple server is what it's called. That's what an RSS feed is.
Is that what it stands for? A really simple syndication. I think is the final S on that one. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a bunch of different clients out there. I don't want to recommend one because I don't know which one. I can tell you I don't like iTunes, but that's the number one client. People use that one more than any other.
But you probably have to if you have that device.
Yeah, I don't think that most of our listeners are Apple users, though. So I think there's a lot of Windows iTunes users as well. Anyway, go get our feed over at feeds.freetalklive.com and then figure out what to put it into. We're going to continue here. Facebook, the news coming from Reason.com. Elizabeth Nolan Brown writing the story from just a couple days ago, just a few days after Tumblr announced that it would be banning all pornography. Facebook, and by the way, Tumblr apparently is a website where people went to for porn, so that's like a huge change for Tumblr. Facebook has pulled the proverbial hold my beer with its new sexual solicitation policy. Facebook will now be, quote, restricting sexually explicit language because some audiences within our global community may be sensitive to this type of content, as well as talk about, quote, partners who share sexual interests, art featuring people posed provocatively, sexualized slang, and any hints or mentions of sexual positions or fetish scenarios. So basically, any kind of conversation, it sounds like, regarding sex appears to no longer be welcome on Facebook. The company's long been known for bizarre content moderation choices, at times downright puritanical, at others permissive, in a way that goes beyond the typical vagaries of monitoring and filtering massive amounts of content. For instance, the site has gotten flack for banning everything from photos posted by breastfeeding mothers to classical art to Stone Age sculpture in a willy-nilly manner.
Yeah, the problem is they hire these poor people from countries to decide, let's see, does this fit the rules or doesn't it? And, you know, in some cases, these people come from very conservative places, so they're going to find a little clay figurine of a Mother Earth, figure to be, well, yep, that looks naked. I don't see clothes, so that's bad. Or whatever, and yeah, that just doesn't fit. It just doesn't fit.
It's updated community standards explicitly.
Fine by me, by the way. Facebook can just go on out the door. It's a good site for sharing recipes, communicating with your friends and family, sending, like, putting up pictures of the kids so everybody can see them and things like that. But don't think you're going to go on Facebook and convince people of things. These witty memes that we have, that we share, they just drive a wedge between Americans. It's just making the problem of the two Americas that Al Gore talked about, it's just making it worse. By the way, I think that's great. There should be two Americas. I think there should be 300 million Americas.
I want to go on with the story, but I want to get to your calls first, so we're going to the phones here. But we'll tell you more about what Facebook is banning, what's no longer allowed. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Roy is on the line listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Hello, Roy.
How you doing?
Welcome. Great. You're on the air.
Hey, I don't know. I haven't heard too much about this. I don't know if you guys have heard about it.
But on Thursday night, there was a breakthrough in super artificial intelligence. Google had a supercomputer and taught it the very basics of chess.
Mm-hmm.
And in 4 hours, the computer taught itself through reasoning to beat any human. Nobody can beat this program now, and it only took 4 hours to do it.
It's interesting you bring that up. It actually was in my show prep. I happen to have the story right here from the Telegraph headline, DeepMind's Alpha Zero now showing human-like intuition in a historical, what they're calling a turning point for artificial intelligence. What do you think about this, Roy?
I think that the human race is in trouble.
really?
I think it's a larval stage for machine race.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And, you know, it doesn't know. It only knows what it knows. It doesn't know. It's like a flea on a dog's back. It doesn't know it's a flea. It doesn't know it's alive. It doesn't know what the dog is. It just knows what it has to do to survive. And they're going to try to. There's all kinds of ethics involved in building these super intelligent computers, but the computer's going to find its way around it.
It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming, and if it senses any threat, I mean, this is 2001 Space Odyssey, you know.
Hell.
If it senses any threat, it can hide.
Dave, actually. Dave, yeah. They can't open the door, Dave.
Yep.
So let's say, are you predicting a dire future then with machine overlords or what?
I don't think it'll be overlords. I don't think it needs us.
Mm.
I don't think the machines will need us.
Will they eliminate like the human population like in
so many
movies?
They're going to govern it. At some point or another, somebody's going to say, look, robots are, and you've got me saying it right now. A computer program would be a better governor than whatever it is that humans can put up in its place. So
because it would be consistent?
It would be consistent. It would be fair and all those other things.
Unless it wasn't fair.
And it would make more logical and rational decisions, at which point, once you have the machines governing,
be a good thing.
The machines are going to start making rational decisions around who gets to procreate and who doesn't.
Mm.
Once you have that decision being made, you have, essentially a, call it a genocide or a eugenics, whatever terminology you got, that goes on against people with low IQs, dumb people. That's it. That's the end of the human race, because if we can't have dumb people, nobody's going
to
breed.
I sure hope it's not Facebook that turns sentient, because they are just the worst.
They won't make it to the singularity.
Roy, thanks for bringing that up tonight. I appreciate your thoughts, and thanks for the call. There's more coming up here. And yes, you can. We take requests here on Free Talk Live. There's something in the news you want us to discuss, and if we get a chance, we can talk further about the AI story, because it is interesting. And that is the tip of the iceberg here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. New legal papers show President Trump's one-time lawyer, Michael Cohen, was in touch with a Russian who offered what he called political synergy with the Trump election campaign. Prosecutors also say the president directed Cohen to make illegal campaign payments. They're recommending a long prison sentence for him due to his guilty pleas for tax evasion and paying off adult film star Stormy Daniels. Special counsel Robert Mueller says he won't ask for any additional time for Cohen, as he's been providing useful information into his Russia probe. former Deputy Assistant Attorney General Robert Lynn.
Mueller says basically if it was my case alone, this is what I would recommend. But it's not my case alone. You should give credit for his cooperation in my case by making the second sentences concurrent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, dial toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want, right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, whether it be the rise of artificial intelligence, with some interesting new developments, as our last caller pointed out, we can get into that if we get the chance, or, as we've been discussing, Facebook, apparently getting ready to crack down, or they've already changed their policies on sexual discussions. We're not talking about pornography. Naked pictures, pornography, those things were already banned from Facebook. You couldn't even have a topless woman on Facebook. But now it's getting much worse. According to Reason.com, they've updated their community standards, and they explicitly ban basically anything that hints at or mentions sexuality. So, you know, Facebook wanted to represent itself as though it was a place for communities, right? Like, come on over and join, create a group on Facebook, bring people of like mind into your group and talk about the things that you think are important.
Some of those people of like mind have, you know, things they want to talk about that might have something to do with sex.
Exactly. But sorry, not anymore. You're not welcome, according to Facebook's new standards, including specifically ordering users to not post erotic art, to engage in sexualized banter.
Is this going to stop sex from being talked about?
They can still talk about it, but as soon as someone reports it, it could get taken down and that person could get a strike on their account.
No, it's not going to stop it from being talked about. It's just going to be talked about elsewhere.
Oh, you mean on Facebook? Oh, Alpha Fit, right, okay.
All this does is drive people off Facebook, which I consider a net positive.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Thank you, Facebook, for making a better world that has less Facebook.
It will also be banning the use of anything above PG language, even legal, or excuse me, you can't advertise legal sex work, organized community events, or private groups related to non-normative sexuality, or even engage in private talk.
Now, but we're going to define what normative sexuality is. All right. Thank you, Facebook.
Or even engage in private talk with other users about hooking up. The new sexual solicitation policy starts by stating that while Facebook wants to facilitate discussion, quote, and draw attention to sexual violence and exploitation, that it draws the line, they say, when content facilitates, encourages, or coordinates sexual encounters between adults, unquote. Can we pause a moment, says Reason.com, to appreciate how weird it is that they lump those things together in the first place? Whatever the intent, it reads as if only content coding sex as exploitative, violent, and negative will be tolerated on the site, even while encouraging consensual adult sex is forbidden. It goes on to instruct its users to not post the following. This is an actual excerpt from their policy.
I'd love to see a preacher who has his congregation on Facebook or whatever, has a congregation on Facebook, a group,
mm-hmm.
right? Just talk about good, positive sexual interactions between married people, and see how this deals, see how their standards deal with that. Because it sounds like they don't want to talk about that either. And that sounds, but by the way, that's pretty important.
So here's some of the things that are banned. This is explicitly from their policy, the so-called sexual solicitation policy. Anything that is an attempt to coordinate or recruit for adult sexual activities, such as filmed sexual activities, pornographic activities, and erotic dances or massages. Explicit sexual, those kink groups get together, right? There's certain groups of people,
swingers,
kinky people, whatever, they get together. Nope, can't be promoting that on Facebook anymore. Explicit sexual solicitation, which is defined as offering or asking for sex or sexual partners, sex chats, or conversations, and nude images. So apparently, sex chats, conversations, one-on-one, not allowed on Facebook. Implicit sexual solicitation, which is defined as mention of a sexual act, along with at least one of the following suggestive elements. Vague suggestive statements such as, quote, looking for a good time tonight. Sexualized slang, sexual hints, such as mention of sexual roles, positions, or fetish scenarios, content, hand-drawn, digital, or real-world art that may depict explicit sexual activity or suggestively posed persons. So, you know, got a picture of a, you know, nymph or whatever that's in an artsy kind of photo, just reclining? Sorry, that's not allowed. Anything that could bring up an image of sex in someone's mind, no longer allowed on Facebook.
Ladies and gentlemen, if this is if this is true, and I have never seen Reason.com not be true, you are now witnessing the jumping of the shark for Facebook. This is it. This is when it became irrelevant.
So they link straight to this policy, by the way. There's a little bit more here. Offers.
I'm just stunned by it. It's just hard for me to even believe.
Offers or requests for other adult activities, such as commercial pornography or partners who share sexual fetish interests. Content that engages in explicit sexual solicitation, including but not limited to the following, offering or asking for sex or sexual partners. So it doesn't have anything to do with paying for sex. It's just asking for it.
Does asking for sexual partners work?
If you were to post, I'm really horny,
asking for a friend,
here's my phone number on Facebook, that would be against the rules. Sex chat or conversations. Nude images. Well, that one's already been banned. Content that offers or asks for other adult activities, such as commercial pornography, partners who share... They're repeating this multiple times here. And then finally, sexually explicit language that adds details and goes beyond mere naming or mentioning of a state of sexual arousal, an act of sexual intercourse, such as sexual penetration, self-pleasuring, or exercising fetish scenarios. That's the end of the
excerpt. They seem to really dislike fetishes.
Yeah, the end of the excerpt there. And this is from their community standards. I'm on the facebook.com/community standards/sexual_solicitation. It's all right there for you to see. Finally, PC Magazine writes, to be clear, Facebook already had a ban on porn and sexual solicitation on the platform. It was previously stated under their sexual exploitation of adults section of Facebook's content rules, as along with the adult nudity and sexual activity section.
That's offensive there, that the idea that somebody taking a nude picture of you voluntarily is exploiting.
However,
I don't know whether or not I'm I'm not smart enough to decide whether or not I'm being exploited, is what they're saying. Thanks, Facebook. Thanks for being smarter than me. Go pound salt in your butt.
Oh, that's it's banned, Mark. You can't say that on Facebook.
Banned.
However, the social network decided to flesh out the anti-sexual solicitation policy, they say, to help Facebook better address the content on the platform, according to a company spokesperson. Quote from their spokesperson. This change was prompted in large part by conversations with our content reviewers, who told us that the sexual exploitation policy did not adequately distinguish between exploitation, like my ex was a slut, look at the photos she sent me, and solicitation, like looking for swingers, Friday at 8 p.m., name of the bar, wear pink. The spokesperson said in an email. The company didn't directly comment on concerns the new policy was too broad and might prohibit people from engaging in dirty talk on the site, but Facebook said it crafted the new rules with input from third-party organizations that specialize in women's and children's safety issues. So there you have it, the new rules in place as of now on Facebook. Looking for somewhere else to go? Well, I'd recommend you check out some of the decentralized options, like the new Mastodon platform. I say new, it's probably been around for a year or two at this point. Free Talk Live jumped on board over at Mastodon. Now, it's not exactly doing what Facebook does. Mastodon is more of a knockoff of Twitter. But it is decentralized, and therefore, each Mastodon instance that runs gets to set its own rules. So the swingers can have their own Mastodon. And there's nothing you can say or do about it. You don't have to join it.
Well, you could make lots of new friends by just going to discord.freetalklive.com, signing up there. And
sure, but that's a live chat service. It's not exactly the same.
It's not the same.
You can do things that there are some Facebook kind of alternatives out there. But I don't know if they're any good. I'm not sure which one, if you know, of them are the best. But as far as social media is concerned, Mastodon's great. It allows you to share a thing you're doing, share a photo that you know you want to share. People can follow you. And here's the best part. The people that follow you actually see the things that you post on Mastodon. Unlike Facebook, where only like 1% of your people that follow you or your friends will actually see your posts. So, check out our Mastodon by going to toot.freetalklive.com. And if you're still on Twitter and you want to follow us there, we're over at twitter.freetalklive.com. We got more coming up. Enough time for you. If you get on the lines with us now, it's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We have enough time for you. If you dial in right now, get you on the air with us. It's Ian.
And Mark.
The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And as I mentioned earlier, if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, we will, and you've opted in, because you, by default you're anonymous if you join us over at amp.freetalklive.com for $5 a month. You can opt in, and we will mention you on the air. We're going through our whole list here of Free Talk Live amplifiers, which there's just under 200 of them at the moment. So thank you to all of you who amp the show currently, especially including, and this is going to be a tough one for me to say on the air because of the name. No, it's spelled No B L S H T. So I don't feel like I should try to pronounce that particular word.
Yeah.
It's not profane, but I shouldn't try to pronounce that. But thank you to No BLSHT, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, meaning he or she gives $5 per month to the show to help us support getting the ideas of liberty out there, getting on more radio stations. Join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com like that person did. AMP AMP. .freetalklive.com, PayPal, credit card, and Bitcoin BTC. In fact, somebody today just did a 12-month prepaid Bitcoin AMP.
Sweet.
So thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. Amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to Turd Ferguson on our Discord on-air call-in line room. Go ahead, Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, hi, guys. Hey. Good old friend Turd Ferguson here. So I got this article that actually came out, I guess it was last week. But I don't know if you heard, and this, and by the way, this was from the Free Thought Project's Facebook, their new Facebook page, because their old one was deleted.
They got shut down in the Facebook purge over the summer.
That's right, by the Zuckerberg police. That's correct. But last week they released an article though during the whole media frenzy after George H.W. died, and this article is actually called Five Stories the Media Missed While Obsessing Over the Bush Funeral. But the number three specifically was the federal government acknowledged the possibility that explosives were used to destroy WTC's, the World Trade Center's, on 9/11. And
what?
That's
who acknowledged this?
The federal government did.
Okay.
So
what part of the federal government?
Well, it doesn't say here. It just says the federal government. But there was there's a lawyers committee for 9/11 Truth that submitted some sort of memo to the federal government, which I mean the law that they used to justify it. They have in a vice grip, so they had to do it. But now they get to go in front of a grand jury and present this evidence that explosives were in fact used to bring down the World Trade Centers. Who the grand jury would indict in this? It doesn't say that. Obviously it doesn't mention any names.
Interesting.
Should be interesting to find out, but I can tell you if the grand jury doesn't indict, that will not put this issue to rest.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah.
All right. What was the other story that was ignored?
There's five of them, but there's also Jeffrey Epstein was exposed again, the billionaire pedophile. And then that got swept under the rug.
This was the guy. It's funny that you mentioned him. Literally during the last break, I think it was during the last break.
Yeah.
That very same subject came up about this Epstein guy, and somebody called in recently about him. It was years ago that he was brought up on charges for running. The allegations were that he was running some sort of airliner that Bill Clinton and other highfalutin. So-called important people were flying on and ostensibly having sex with underage prostitutes, basically.
Yep, that's correct.
Well, what's the news in that story? What's the latest development there?
So it says that Epstein's ties to the past administrations as well as the current one were laid out for the world to see instead of ignoring it like they usually do this time. Mainstream media outlets like CNN picked up the story and ran with it. Even the royal family's ties to the billionaire pedophile was covered in the media. And then it goes on to say that people have been attempting to hold Epstein accountable for these crimes for decades. And then I guess another one recently came forward, another 14 or 15-year-old here came forward and said that it happened to her again. And it's interesting because they say that...
Wait. Somebody who's 14 or 15 today or somebody who was 14 or 15 back when the things were going on?
Yeah. Well, that information isn't there, but there was one that came out recently that said that they had been molested by Jeffrey Epstein. And then there was also talk in another article about him, and I don't know if this was part of this, but there is a plane that Bill Clinton, that gets on this plane and it goes to this island or something where all these child molesters are, and they molest all these children, and that was mentioned in the same article, and I'm not sure if that young lady happened to be on that plane or not, but of course
that's what all these allegations are about, is at least that we've talked about in the past, is they called the plane Lolita Express, and ostensibly these girls were kept on that plane to some extent, or employed on the plane, or however, whatever this arrangement was,
right?
And to service people like the alleged visiting Bill Clinton, who apparently was on the itinerary or the passenger manifest or something like that at some point.
That's right, and Donald Trump as well. And then they all
Trump was on there, huh? Is that the the recent news? Is that Trump wrote this thing?
I don't think he was on there, but Trump knew that Trump allegedly knew something about Jeffrey Epstein's behavior and all this, allegedly.
Turd, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. A couple of stories there. He says people missed out on because the news media was obsessing over a funeral of some politician. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, or I should say a funeral of a liar and a thief, because that's what politicians are. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, I just want to mention the non-sexual of they're reconstructing the intersection here, and they're making the corners like raised up, putting concrete so that the cars just can't run over a pedestrian in the corner.
So are a lot of
pedestrians getting hit on street corners?
They're redesigning the curb. So it used to be like real flat, like the car could like roll over the corners.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing is they're raising up like the curb.
Yeah.
And with a little opening. And,
for wheelchairs.
I don't know. It's supposed to like block the car from running over like a flat corner.
Okay.
So it's like a little curb, and they're doing all this.
You sure they're doing that to protect pedestrians as opposed to say stop cars from having their tires popped by running up on a sharp curve?
I think it was meant to help the pedestrians, like to block.
But that's not what anyone said. That's just your speculation on this new device.
Right. Why they're putting concrete like a curb, like a like a foot over. So why are they doing it? You know what I mean?
Well, it's
a breakthrough in curb technology, Sarah.
That's one speculative reason. I don't know if that's the reason, because as we pointed out before, the pedestrians who tend to get hit, I think Daryl did some research on it. He found that it was like almost 70%, if I recall correctly, are being hit because they're drunk and likely stumbling out into the road. So it's not that cars are running up on curbs and or running down sidewalks, just blasting through people that are walking there. It's that the people who are, you know, drinking themselves to death are stumbling from one point to another. And then sometimes they just stumble right out into the street, right in front of an oncoming car, too close to where the driver can react in time, and you get a dead pedestrian.
Yeah, I had a place where I used to work, had too much alcohol one night, passed out.
Was it the radio station?
This was at a magazine.
Okay.
Passed out in his neighbor's driveway while leaning on his neighbor's car while he was texting his girlfriend.
Passed out while standing?
No. He was leaning against the car. Sitting leaning against the back of the car.
Okay.
And, his neighbor comes out in the morning, goes to work early.
Oh, my God. So he passed out and was lying beneath, essentially, the trunk of the car, basically?
Yes.
Or just behind the car?
Just behind the car. He gets into his car, doesn't check the back of his car.
Why would you?
Who does? And, runs the guy over.
Oh, my God.
And kills him. And the police come, and, of course, they're like, well, this happens a lot, actually.
Really?
Because, sometimes people drink too much.
Did he get charged, the guy driving?
No. Well, no charge.
So, you know what? So why are the city engineers, why are they deciding to do this?
You should call them and ask them, Sarah. Thank you for the call tonight. Maybe they will give you the actual reason for it. I'm curious. Now that she brought it up, I am curious, but, we're just going to be able to speculate, and that's about it.
Indeed.
But we'll be back tomorrow night. In fact, we might have a special guest on tomorrow night, Mark. I don't want to spoil it, but it may be somebody who's on the inside of this controversy over vaporizers being banned from possession in certain places.
I'm excited. In the meantime, go to hope.freetalklive.com this holiday season. It's the time to give to charity. Hope.freetalklive.com.
See you tomorrow. Freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.